Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's show, back again, is Eleanor Aless. Eleanor is a crystal healer and writer. Her crystals, spirituality, and personal growth articles have inspired readers worldwide. From the moment Eleanor became acquainted with the world of crystals, it was love at first sight. Her knowledge of crystals and their usage in holistic healing therapies is outstanding. But what is perhaps more important is her soulful connection with crystals and her respect for their true power. Eleanor loves to work with crystals, and she is the author of the books Crystals for Your Inner Goddess and The Inspiring Stories of 33 Crystals.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
I'm good. How are you?
Eleanor, it's just lovely to have you on the Great Awakening Show, and welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Really, really fantastic. And so we've got so many questions for you today, and it's just beautiful, you know, your fascination and all your work with crystals. It's so important, and for women, all the work that you do with women as well. So thank you for all the work that
thank you
do. But I'm just going to ask the first one. So Eleanor, please tell us about your fascination with crystals, and why are they so important, and how can they help us in our lives?
So I became fascinated with crystals around 7 years ago when I was doing a Reiki course in Thailand. So after that, I felt like a kind of spiritual portal opened up, and I felt an instant attraction towards crystals. And I might have a past life connection with them, who knows, but I just feel like really drawn to them. And so I started exploring this world of crystals. Since then, I've been working with them in so many ways. Every single day, I use them for my own healing. I hold them in my hands while I'm watching TV or reading a book. And I do like full moon rituals. So every full moon, I place them outside to cleanse and charge them. And I also keep one under my pillow, a selenite.
Which is that one selenite?
Yes, yes.
Does that help with sleep? That cleanses, doesn't it, selenite?
Yes, exactly. It purifies your energy, and it helps to connect with guardian angels and spirit guides.
Beautiful.
And also it enhances sleep quality.
Wow. Wow, yes, absolutely amazing. I'm going to get some. Put it under my pillow, for sure, for sure. It's so beautiful. Wow. And I mean, crystals really do help us, you know. Give us some of the ways that crystals can help us in our lives.
Well, they can calm our minds. So very many crystals have these soothing and calming properties. And these crystals help to restore our peace of mind and relieve stress or anxiety. And they can bring us this sense of hope and optimism when we are going through tough times or facing challenges in our lives. So crystals can, they can brighten up our days with their positive vibrations.
Wow.
Even just gazing at their vibrant colors can boost our mood and uplift our spirits.
Yes. And it's so beautiful. All the different crystals have all these different healing properties. We'll go into them later on. But you
Yes,
know, it's
exactly.
just fascinating, and it's a piece of Mother Earth, because we know that Mother Earth heals us. So it's a piece of Mother Earth, isn't it, that we're holding in our hand,
Exactly.
that's been
Yes.
under the earth, and you know, nurtured, and she's just given us these beautiful, delicate crystals of all colors to heal us. It's just beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, so true.
It's lovely. As the author of Crystals for Your Inner Goddess, what is the most important message to women that you give in your book, Crystals for Your Inner Goddess?
So when I wrote Crystals for Your Inner Goddess,
There it is, beautiful. Hold it up. Yeah, we can. Yeah, beautiful.
I wanted to share this message of empowerment with women. So my message is that within each woman there is a goddess waiting to bloom. And connecting with this part of ourselves and awakening this goddess helps us step into our power and transform our lives for the better.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Because we are a part of the natural world, aren't we? There
Yes,
is no separation. We all have the same soul
exactly.
consciousness. You know, every animal, every plant, every tree, everything that is alive has that soul consciousness within it to a certain degree. You know, we have a big soul consciousness, but we are all the same. We all have a connection. You know, we're all a part of that divine love light energy that goes out through the divine matrix that connects all living things and trees and crystals and Mother Earth. It's just all connected, isn't it?
So true. Yes.
Beautiful. Yes. And so for women, I mean, this is the time, isn't it, to empower women. I believe, you know, this, we are going for a great awakening, and it's we're always awakening. That's all of humanity is always evolving, but it's almost like a quickening. And I really truly believe that we're raising the divine feminine to be in unity with the masculine, because we've been out of balance. It's like the world has only been flying on one wing, and we need to bring it into balance. So, you know, to help women come into that power, to raise their vibration, you know, tell us,
Exactly.
some of the beautiful crystals that help us raise our vibration.
I would say that most crystals help to raise our vibration, but my personal favorites are amethyst, of course. It's one of the best known. Then amazonite, rhodonite, also labradorite, which has
Beautiful.
this really spiritual and mystical energy.
Beautiful.
And some else, maybe black tourmaline for protection.
Yes.
And
Protection of negative energies, isn't it?
yes,
Protection of
exactly.
negative energies. Yes. It's like the
Exactly.
black draws it in. It's beautiful, isn't it?
And right now one of my favorite ones is ruby fuchsite. This is like a combination of ruby and fuchsite crystals.
Wow.
And it's got so lovely energy, like really soothing and heart healing.
Wow, absolutely beautiful. And
Yes.
can you know, because you've been around crystals for so long, you know, you must be able to really pick up each of their unique energy.
Yes, I personally feel something every time when I hold a crystal in my hands. It might be a slight feeling or a stronger, more powerful one, but I always feel something. And I think everyone can feel something if they really tune into it.
Yes. And what about, because I know this is, you know, something for women. We, you know, this is the time for us to, you know, be autonomous and, you know, be in control of our lives, you know, and come together in collaboration and unity consciousness and love awareness to bring, you know, balance back to this world. And what are the keys to attracting abundance in our lives, and how can crystals help us do this?
So I believe that the key to attracting abundance is self-worth. Because when we have low self-worth, it is very hard to attract abundance into our lives. We really need to know that we deserve the best life has to offer, and also we should keep a positive mindset. So, for instance, if we have a dream we would like to turn into reality, we should really know with all our hearts that sooner or later this dream will come true. Even if we can't see how or when, we should just trust and have this positive attitude, this excitement
Yes.
that it will come true sooner or later. And crystals can help us by boosting our confidence and personal power and self-worth.
Wow. And what are some beautiful crystals for manifestation and abundance?
There are many orange, yellow, and red ones, and all these are great for manifestation and attracting abundance. So, for instance, orange calcite or citrine or carnelian, or tiger's eye, even. That's
Yeah.
a really good
And
one.
what would we do? Would we just, can you just hold them and meditate with them and have them around you? How, where would you put them and how would you use them?
So you could wear them as jewelry, bracelets, or pendants, or keep them in your pocket or purse, or also you could just place them anywhere in your home or workspace, so they will infuse your space with their uplifting vibrations. Yeah, or keep them under your pillow like I do.
That's a great one under the pillow. That's really good. That's really good. I put my wishes, I do my full moon, my ceremonies, and my new moon ones, and I put my intentions, I write them down and I put it under the pillow because you sleep on it.
Yes,
It's very, very
exactly.
strong. It's beautiful. Yeah. Because you're sleeping on it, and it's going into the subconscious because when we sleep, it's like 8 hours of programming our subconscious with that, isn't it? It's very powerful.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, this is good for attracting abundance or true love, or yeah. So you could like write down a list of qualities you wish to attract in your soulmate, and then
Yes.
place it under your pillow with rose quartz or
Rose
rhodonite.
quartz, that's love,
Yeah.
isn't it? And can you
Yeah.
tell us some for self-esteem, for self-love, for self-worth? Because I think that, lots of women, they really, have a problem. I mean, it's taken me years to get over that, the lack of self-worth, and self-love. It's very important.
So for self-worth, I like tiger's eye. It's really powerful. And maybe green aventurine and
That's
red jasper. Yeah.
yeah, because the green is the heart chakra, isn't it?
Exactly. Yes.
Yes, the heart, love, self-love.
Yes. Yeah, and green aventurine also like draws in luck and good fortune. It's this like really go after your dreams and make them come true energy. This really
Beautiful.
yeah.
Yeah.
And for self-love, maybe rhodochrosite or rhodonite or stilbite. Then
Yeah.
unakite is a green one. This is really like earthy and grounding.
Beautiful.
Yes.
No. And that's and what crystals help us with our intuition, yeah? Because why is it so important for women? I really believe women are so intuitive. I believe that we have that divine connection more than men because we have children. We love
Yes.
have unconditional love in our hearts, and we're nurturing, and it's not so much ego, because we're
Exactly.
part, we're that goddess within, isn't it? It's that nurturing of that goddess within.
Exactly.
But why is it so important to trust and follow our intuition?
Our intuition is our inner guidance system, and if we don't trust our intuition, how can we create the life of our dreams? I mean, we have all the answers within. Usually we know when something is off or when something is good for us. So it's just a matter of zooming out from all this outside noise and going within and trusting our own inner voice. And that's also one of my main messages in Crystals for Your Inner Goddess book, is to trust and follow our intuition.
So true.
And some crystals that are great for enhancing intuition are aquamarine, moonstone.
Moonstone, the beautiful
Yes,
moonstone.
this has such a feminine energy, like
Yeah.
very sensitive, sensual, intuitive energy.
Beautiful,
Yeah,
beautiful. Yeah. And that,
and
yeah, carry on.
also like amethyst and labradorite.
I
Yeah.
love amethyst. I've got amethyst in this one
Yeah.
as well. And I just
Wow,
love,
it's beautiful.
and this one too,
Beautiful.
because I love the purple. It's beautiful,
Yes.
but intuition, it's so important. So we can actually, that's why I'm a yogini and I meditate every day, because it heightens my intuition. I go within and I am silence in my mind to allow, divine intelligence to come in. My higher self, our higher self is a
Exactly.
part of the divine in the spiritual world, heaven, all the time. We are just, our soul consciousness is just like a flame that's been projected down here into
Yes.
this physical body, but it's only a part of it. The bulk of our soul is with our higher self, which is in the oneness, in the singularity of God, goddess, whatever you want to call, source, whatever you want to call it. So we can actually, when you have that quiet time, and praying is really, really good. Visualizing, praying, feeling with your heart what you would like to intend, but also having that quiet mind to receive that intuition.
Exactly, yes.
Divine intelligence, isn't it?
Yes, so true. Yes.
Yeah, and that's but that's why we can't have the monkey mind. We have to quieten it down to be able to receive that. Otherwise, it can't get through. So
Yes.
that's very important. And them hunches, we have to really trust is so important. Trust in ourselves. Trust in the divine.
Exactly, because no one knows what's best for us better than ourselves.
And that's how I believe, like all the healers or the doctors or anything, if we have a problem, they can give us tools, but initially it's the higher self that heals within.
Exactly, yes.
We can use that tool that that person has given us, but it truly is connecting to that higher self that heals us. That's what
Yes.
I believe, And that's where crystals can come in, can't they? To get us in tune, that subtle energy, to make us more aware of that subtle energy, and to tune into that subtle energy of them beautiful crystals, isn't it?
Yes, so true.
Beautiful, beautiful. Wow.
The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And how can, I mean, women also, we really, I think this is a time of letting go of fear and, yes, you know, moving into our divine mission, our purpose in this life. Because I think that souls that are born at this time, we really have a divine mission. You know, it's so important because this is such a crucial time on earth at this time. So how can we, how can fear hold us back? And how can crystals help with that?
So fear can hold us back in so many ways. It can keep us stuck in toxic patterns, in toxic relationships, because we might be too afraid to make changes or to leave these situations, since fear of the unknown can be really scary. And taking that leap of faith can be very scary. So, so yes, fear can also keep us from pursuing our dreams. We might be afraid that we will fail. So it seems more safer to stay in our comfort zone. And it's actually sad because so many of our life decisions can be based on fear if we don't, if we are not aware of it. So, I just wanted to say that for me, my biggest fear around 5 years ago was to travel alone to South America. And, but I felt this calling, to do it for so many years that I just bought that plane ticket and I went there and that fear just disappeared. Mm-hmm. So I do believe that most of the times fear is just an illusion. It kind of dissolves right before our eyes when we step through that fear, when we face it.
Exactly. So. And what is it they say? Fear. F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, you know, and also if we don't ever step out of that comfort zone, we won't ever grow. We won't ever evolve.
Exactly.
We won't ever raise our vibration. And it doesn't matter how many times we make mistakes. Never give up. Never give in. You'll fall down, but raise up and carry on. Until you have the determination and until you succeed, and you will, you know, because, you know, and all of these mistakes are always pushing us, you know, and leading us onto our correct path in the end.
Yes, and it makes us so much stronger. It gives us this inner strength and knowing that we can always count on ourselves.
Exactly.
And yes. So, and also the crystals that are good for releasing fear, There are so many good ones again, but the black ones are always great, like black obsidian and onyx. And then again, tiger's eye. This really one of the best crystals for courage and taking a risk. And also like orange calcite and some maybe less known like K2 or red ones like ruby
Wow.
or red aventurine.
Wow, beautiful. I love that. I love all of them. Every time when I talk to you, I just want to go out and buy all the crystals, you know what I mean? I just want all of them in my house because it's so beautiful, you know, and to have all the your jewelry and you can just choose what you feel like in that day, what crystal you'd like to wear on your body,
Yes,
what you'd like to
exactly.
feel like in that day to enhance
Yes.
that mood that you feel. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, I actually do this every morning.
Do
I choose some crystals, a couple of that I wear throughout the day.
That's right. To enhance that mood that you
Exactly.
feel, oh, this is the day
Yes.
today. You know, if it's a beautiful sunny day and you can put on them beautiful, you know, the crystals that emulate that, you know, that feeling of that, or if you're feeling lovely and loving and, you know, you put on the rose quartz, you know, the loving crystals and things like that. Or if you're feeling a little bit fearful, you know, or in
Yes, exactly.
anxiety, then you can put on them crystals or carry them within you. That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. Because
Yes.
really, Eleanor, so many people are suffering at this time. You know, it's a real tough time. I believe that the whole world is going through a dark night of the soul, individually and collectively. And this is a time where, you know, we have to go within our darkness. We have to look at our shadow. We have to bring it up to the light, you know. And I believe that that is mirroring what is happening in the world. You know, there's a lot of darkness in the world, and we have to bring that up to the light because we can't build this beautiful new earth, you know, in the age of the Aquarius, the golden age, which we're going into,
Exactly.
on top of that darkness. It has to be released. You know, and it has to be released within us. So how can we change the suffering? How can we do that?
I believe that to change suffering, we should first change our mindset, our thinking. And so, because if we feel like we are not worthy or we are not good enough, we are bound to suffer. So we should definitely stop linking our self-worth with material success or achievements. Because if we lose these achievements and success, our self-worth might just collapse like a house of cards. So it's really we should always know that our lives have worth and we are worthy and we don't really need to we don't even need to do anything special. We should just know that we are always worthy and our lives have always meaning.
Yes, and we're all children and daughters of God, Goddess, you know, of the
Yes.
Most High. And we are infinite, beautiful souls on this beautiful journey. And when we are reincarnated again and again, we've always got a purpose to fulfill.
Exactly.
We have a purpose to fulfill,
Yeah.
you know, we fulfill it for God to experience it here in this world of duality, and to be of service to humanity, to help others. That's what, you know, we're really here for. So, you know, it's so important. It's so important. You know, Buddha says that this world is a world of suffering, you know.
Yes.
And I think that when we are in that unworthy place, and we're led by maybe ego and things like that, you know, then you'll never be happy. You're not,
Exactly,
because you always want more, and the ego is never
exactly.
fulfilled, and it's always on, what I look like in the material world. That's why we have to come into our spiritual world and do our inner work,
Yes.
meditate and, contemplate and self-discipline and stop the self-sabotage, because a lot of women self-sabotage, by
So true.
many ways of self-sabotaging, isn't there?
Yes, we might even feel like suffering is good or something. But most of the times it will just hold us back and keep us in these toxic patterns.
Yes, it keeps us in the victim mentality, doesn't it? In the
Exactly,
victim mentality, I'm not good enough. It makes them stay in relationships that they might have outgrown that are actually harming them now, or jobs, that they've become so passive they're never going to leave because, they don't want to disrupt. But disruption is the only way to grow, is it not?
yes, and that's also one of the main reasons why I wrote Crystals for Inner Goddess, to so that each woman would know that they are amazing and that they've got this power to change their own life, and that this power has been within us all along, and no one can ever take it away from us.
That is so true. And that power is the goddess, the female side of God, because
Yes.
we are all born. We are,
Yes.
we are God, goddess created us equally. And we are the son and the daughter of the Most High. And we have, that power to create. Yeah. How would you
Yes.
just give us a little description of the goddess within each woman?
I believe that this goddess is the passionate and powerful force within us that drives us to change our lives for the better and to make our wildest dreams come true. And I believe that connecting with our inner goddess means embracing these beautiful feminine qualities within ourselves, like sensuality, sensitivity, intuition, creativity.
Spirituality, all of it, so
Exactly.
beautiful. Yes, it's very important to raise them, all of them, up in within ourselves, and we do that by coming from the heart, always from the heart, not from the ego, from the open heart. And we do everything
Exactly.
from that beautiful place. And then, yeah, that's beautiful, isn't it? I mean, because this world
Yes.
is really harsh and it is overwhelming and it's really difficult, because we lose ourselves within it, don't we? We lose
Yes.
sight and we forget our true nature, which is the inner goddess or the inner God within. So how can crystals help to protect our beautiful qualities of compassion, kindness, and empathy?
The more sensitive we are, the more we absorb energies from the places and people who surround us. And all this energy can affect our mood. It can make us feel irritated. And so we might sometimes show up as the worst version of ourselves. And crystals can help us by protecting our energy. So we need to take good care of our own energy and to protect it from these negative influences. And some crystals can surround us with a powerful shield of protection, especially these black ones, like black tourmaline, black obsidian, onyx, and you can find many more examples in my book, Crystals for Inner Goddess.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Beautiful. And what about the other book that you wrote? Because this is beautiful. The Inspiring Stories of 33 Crystals.
Yes.
What is the message of this book? Because this is just, this is fascinating.
The message of this book is that although each one of us has to endure suffering and face challenges in our lives, we have much more power than we realize. And connecting with this power again helps to transform our lives. And each crystal has this unique message to offer us. Each crystal can offer us a message of hope or healing, and they all kind of have this, I believe that they can share their stories with us, and each of these stories can uplift us and inspire us and give us hope for brighter days ahead.
Beautiful. So each one, you know, emits their own unique frequency, their own unique healing.
Yes, exactly.
Their own unique story, you know.
Exactly.
When we tune in, we can pick up on that, which heightens our vibration.
Yes, so true. Yes.
I mean, the introduction of your book says that each crystal has the unique story to tell us. What do you mean? What do you mean by the unique story? Give us an example.
So before I started writing the Inspiring Stories of 33 Crystals, I knew that there was so much information out there about crystals and their energetic healing properties, but I felt like something was missing. I really felt like crystals needed to be, they longed to be heard. And so I started to listen, and I gave them that voice through my writing. And so, yes, I discovered that each crystal has a unique story to share. And for instance, let's take rhodonite, a crystal of love.
Oh, what is that one? What color is that?
It's pink and black.
Rhodonite?
Yes, yes. So it's got this pink patterns on a black brown background, and this crystal is one of the best heart healers, and I guess its story is that although it suffered a lot of heartbreak and a lot of maybe pain and sadness, it still it has this open heart, and it emits this very loving vibration, and it kind of wants us to know that we are always worthy of love, and that love is our true nature. It flows through us. And we will never run out of love. And yes, the story is kind of about realizing that we are in our essence love and light.
And we are lovable. And
Exactly,
we are
yes.
all connected
Yes.
to divine love, which never runs out.
Exactly.
Because
Exactly.
when I say God, Goddess, I'm talking about God, Goddess and nature. All of it is God.
Yes.
All of it is the
Yes.
Goddess, Mother Earth, God, Goddess. It's all nature. It's all surrounding
Yes.
us all the time. You know, it's all
Yes.
one, isn't it?
Yes. So beautifully said.
Beautiful. That's lovely. I love that. You was just encapsulating me in that beautiful story of that. I've seen that rhodonite. I've seen what it looks like. It's beautiful. Yes, I've seen the colors of that one. So, and they all have that special uniqueness about it, you know. So that's an inspiring book, The Inspiring Stories of 33 Crystals. So you give their message and their story of each one.
Exactly. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's just beautiful. So when we read that book, we can actually go, right, I'm feeling this, you know, what is the crystal that's going to help me, you know?
Yes.
Mirror back to me.
Yes. Yes.
Mirror
yes.
back to me. You know, this what I need to learn about myself for this, because, you know, everything is a tool, isn't it? Everything is a mirror teaching us our dark and light aspects of ourselves. But crystals, wow, they're just like, they are energy beings in their own right.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And the inspiring stories of 33 crystals, it's available on Amazon worldwide, so whoever wants to read it can find it.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. And your other book, where can we get your other book? That's in all what book bookshops.
Crystals for Your Inner Goddess is available on Amazon, Kindle, Barnes and Noble, or you can grab a copy from your local bookstore.
Lovely.
And if you'd like more information, you can visit my publisher's website at www.obooks.com.
Wonderful. That is so lovely. And Elena, just the last question for our audience. Please tell us, you know, what can we do on a daily basis to keep our inner flame of divine love light energy burning bright, you know, because we're living in such chaotic, unpredictable times with so much bombardment on news and internet and everything. So how can we do that? How can we keep our pure inner flame burning bright?
I believe that we should take good care of ourselves and really give ourselves a chance to rest and recharge and not feel guilty about taking time out and just relaxing, because we're so used to always doing something and achieving some goal, but we shouldn't feel guilty about just relaxing and taking care of our own needs.
Yes, that is so true. Taking care of and putting ourselves first sometimes and doing the things that make our heart, you know, overflow and our soul soar. You know, we need to watch those inspiring, beautiful, you know, podcasts and movies and read those metaphysical, beautiful, you know, spiritual books. And walk in nature with our feet, you know, close to Mother Earth.
Yes, yes. And actually, yes, so there are so many great rituals in my book, Crystals for Inner Goddess.
Wow.
So all these rituals can help women to create this sacred space for themselves in their own homes or go outside in the nature and ground themselves.
That
so,
is so important.
Or
wow.
The full moon rituals or
yes.
new moon rituals.
Yes. And we just had yesterday I did mine. The moon was so beautiful. It was the full moon lunar eclipse in Pisces last
Yes.
night, and the moon was spectacular. And I just felt such an affinity. It's because the moon, I believe, gives women energy. You know, that's
Yes.
so much
Yes.
energy.
It recharges us. Yeah.
That's right.
It
So beautiful.
yes. Yes.
Wow. Eleanor, I just want to say what a wonderful, what a wonderful service you're giving to women, helping them get in touch with their inner goddess through crystals. And you're bringing crystals into people's everyday lives. And it's so important. And thank you for telling us the stories, of all the different crystals and how they can help us. And thank you for writing your books. And thank you, Eleanor, for being on the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you so much. And if anyone would like to find me, you can find me on Facebook if you search for Crystal Poems, or Instagram, Elina Lice.
Lovely.
And thank you so much for being such a wonderful host.
Lovely. We're here to serve. We're here to serve, and we're here to give out all of our lovely information and help so many women and men, connect to their true selves.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.